These fucking spiders, man. I can't do it. You know, I'm not gonna lie. I've been looking forward to this. With how disappointed I was with that last Spider movie that was super gassed up. I think it was called Itsy Bitsy. That shit was garbage. And I had high hopes for that, man, because there was one shot in that trailer of that big ass spider in the bathtub. You know, the shower curtain was closed and it was like an overhead shot. That spider was big as fuck and that bathtub looked like someone's puppy. You know, like a pretty large, fair-sized puppy in the bathtub while somebody was just doing whatever he's doing. I don't remember if the girl was brushing her teeth or whatever she was doing in the bathroom. Didn't even see this fucking spider, man. The shit was huge. And the movie overall, Itsy Bitsy, was just disappointing. And it was a lot of... I mean, it was... I think the hype was decent enough, considering that spider movies are like shark movies or crocodile movies or just creature feature films altogether, for that matter. And I say that to say this. They're like shark movies and so on and so forth because there's way more terrible, awful, just abysmal ones than there are good ones. Now, I think there's more shark movies in recent years, or at least recent decades, that are pretty solid for the most part, as opposed to the solid spider movies. There are not too many of those, man. Now, you do get the, you know, if it's not a spider, you do get some diamonds in the rough, man. I mean, even going back to something like, you know, it's not a spider movie, but going back to something like Squirm, some of it might not hold up pretty well. A lot of it's fucking unintentionally hilarious, that movie Squirm, but, you know, that's worms. You know, you get something like Slugs, you get Tremors, you get They Nest, Ticks, Eight-Legged Freaks, Mimic, you know, even Stung, I think, is a really good wasp. You know, it's like this mutated wasp type of creature feature bug movie that they've got going on. There are some really good ones that are played up for seriousness. There's some really good ones that are played up for cheesiness, but there are so many shitty bug movies, especially the spider ones. Now, the good spider movies that come to mind, it's always going to be Arachnophobia. Now, one would argue Kingdom of the Spiders crawled, pun intended, so that Arachnophobia could walk. And Kingdom of the Spiders came out in 1977, and William Shatner was the headliner in that movie. And I actually think that movie, I think it holds up pretty well, with the exception of the fact that the ending, as disturbing as that ending is, it's one of the most disturbing endings I've ever seen in a bug movie. It is a matte painting. They are just zooming out of a matte painting, and the ending is actually the survivors have boarded themselves up in this house or this diner, whatever the hell it is, and, you know, William Shatner pries the boards off of the door. They boarded everything up because they don't want the spiders to get in any more than they already have. So at the end of the movie, William Shatner pries the boards off the door while they're listening to the radio and trying to see what's going on. The entire town has been covered in spider webs. I'm not just talking about a portion of the outside when he looks out that window. I'm talking about the entire town. The way they zoom out, this entire town is webbed up. And I think it's just, it's fucking crazy, man. It's one of the most underrated spider movies ever. And then you get to the early 90s, something like Arachnophobia. Still holds up amazingly, man. The horror and the humor, it's a balancing act that it's one of those horror and humor balancing acts that works perfectly, man. It holds up today. There's very few mechanical, you know, like a puppetry type spiders used, man. I think the last one that was in the wine cellar, the big ass spider, I think that was a puppet in a lot of the moments, man. But there were real spiders used in that movie, man. Then you got Jeff Daniels and Stuart Pankin, John Goodman. It was a great cast. It was a great movie. It still makes me itch to this day. There isn't really a movie that's going to live up to Arachnophobia. I don't know if Christopher Landon's still going to follow through with the remake, but I was actually looking forward to that, man, because I felt like that was a guy who could balance horror and humor pretty well. Then you get to shit like Eight-Legged Freaks, which I don't know how the director of Eight-Legged Freaks managed to do something as terrible as Return of the Dead 4 and 5, but Eight-Legged Freaks and They Nest, which was actually a mutated cockroach type of movie, but he's got a thing for bugs, that director. But I don't know how he managed to do Return of the Dead 4 and 5. They're awful. But Eight-Legged Freaks was a great homage to like 50s sci-fi creature feature movies, you know, like where an atom bomb, nuclear something happened and the spiders got all big. Eight-Legged Freaks is really entertaining. Some of the humor still holds up really well. It's a solid cast. And that jumping spider sequence when they're going after the dirt bike riders, best sequence in the whole movie. And then you get to the 2000s with movies like Spiders. I remember this shit debuted on Sci-Fi Channel back in 2000. I've never seen this movie all the way through. I never make it past the part where the astronaut has that spider crawl out of his mouth, and then the spider just goes on like a murderous rampage in the room that they're in. Never really got past it, man. Spiders got, you know, had a sequel. Then you got all the crazy shit in between. You got Big Ass Spider, Arachnoquake, Arachnid. Arachnid does some Mimic 2 type of shit where the spider is dressed up in the human skin somewhere towards the end of the movie. It's a really decent practical effects for the time. It came out in 2001, but I still haven't seen that movie. And the director, funny enough, of Wishmaster 2 and Nightmare on Elm Street 2 did that movie Arachnid. But then you got ice spiders and camel spiders and, you know, this spider and that spider. It's ridiculous, man, how many terrible fucking spider movies we've gotten. But this is another one that's getting hyped up, man. And I'm actually curious. I've been curious. The moment that they announced that we were getting a spider movie, they kept making the arachnophobia comparisons, and they kept making comparisons to this. They kept gassing up that. They said it was a mix of practical effects, which I'm always a fan of, and Weta Digital, who's very popular in the visual effects department. They are behind the visual effects. Now, the plot for this thing, man, it's, you know, I said this in a, I think I was doing commentary for like Tales from the Hood or something I was doing, where I said that this reminded me of some Clifford shit, you know, the Big Red Dog, where I think the more this girl grows attached or shows love to the spider, the bigger it gets and then starts wrecking shit in this apartment building. You know, listen, kids get lonely. They have imaginary friends. They have inanimate objects as friends. You know, they may talk to themselves for that matter. But a spider, like being best friends with a spider, like I don't know how that's going to play out. It's not going to play out good for anybody when this thing grows to enormous size. Now, this director, Kaya Roche Turner, is it Roche or Roach? Is the E silent? I'm not sure. I think it's funny that this director, if the middle name or the hyphenated name is Roach, you're doing a spider movie. But this is the same director as, I've never seen any of his movies, Wormwood. He did two Wormwood films. One is a short film he did. He did a short film called Roadrunner, did another film called Necrotronic. I can only help but think that I just said a racist Sean Connery racist term just now. I'm not familiar with this director. I'm not familiar with this cast. The only cast member I recognize is Jermaine Fowler. Jermaine Fowler was in Sorry to Bother You. He played Eddie Murphy's son that he didn't even know about in the Coming to America sequel. He was also in The Blackening. He's got a, you know, whether you buy it or not, he's got a plot twist in the movie The Blackening. If you guys have not seen it, I definitely recommend checking that out. But I'm only assuming, you know, I think he plays the exterminator here. I know he dies. You know, he's black in a fucking spider movie. It's not going to end well. I mean, Dougie Doug did live in Eight-Legged Freaks, but that was more so of a comedy. I don't think it was a lot of death scenes in that movie. And you do have another black actor here by the name of Tony J. Black. And his last name being Black, like literally, you know he did. You know, he plays Officer Miller here. But the rest of the cast, I don't know. You know, Ryan Corr, Penelope Mitchell, Alila Brown, Sylvia Cobra Kai. Yeah, people, I listen, I don't know what we're going to get. I'm actually excited to watch this because I'm dying for a really solid new bug movie slash creature feature, whatever you want to call it. You know, it's a dying subgenre, man. Like I said, with the shark movies, there's so many more bad ones than good ones. So I want something solid enough to, even if it's cheesy, I can walk away from it like, yo, that was pretty good. I can put that in like the top five or maybe top six, you know, spider movies of all time. So my expectations are kind of there for it. I'm excited for it. Is it going to be crazier than Arachnophobia? I don't think so. I'm just hoping for something entertaining, nasty, icky, gross. I wish that they dropped this trailer and the trailer for Infested, which is another spider movie coming out on the same day. But we got to deal with what we got here, people. Now, shout out to Kino Check for dropping this 5 hours ago. This trailer's 2 minutes and 24 seconds long. That's long enough for the spider shit, people. But let's get into this trailer reaction for Sting. I will hit the play button in 3, 2, 1. I know we're gonna get an ad. I knew it. I'm not even mad. Oh shit, I didn't even have the volume on. I'm not even mad. Okay, my apologies, people, with the yada yada, because that's all they saying right now. Let's get it.
called about the noises in your walls, right?
Oh, no, 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 not me.
Ooh, no.
You sure about that?
Oh! I told you he dies, man. You just gonna showcase that in the beginning of the trailer.
Hey there, little guy.
Ugh. Charlotte. A Black Widow? Of course her name's Charlotte.
Why? Because he's 6 months old and he eats paper.
Every time I try and connect, she takes two steps back.
Night, Ethan. You hungry?
That spider is out of there. Ugh.
Cool. I'm gonna call you Sting.
Say the name of the title in the title. Or in the movie, I meant to say.
Twice as big in a couple of hours.
No. That is a physiological impossibility.
It doesn't look like it. That shit is so big it opened up the jar. Sweet oh, Jesus. Shit.
What the hell happened to it?
Rats.
I don't think a rat's gonna do that.
Ugh. Oh.
Only know two things.
Oh, fuck. Oh, it's the plant. That was a good little fake out right there.
What kind of spider are we talking about here?
Pretty big one? Yeah.
Spider bite will paralyze its prey.
And crawled inside of her mouth. Ah! Oh. Mm-mm. That shit took the baby?
Together.
Not the baby.
That's your spider.
Was that April 12th rated R for violent content, bloody images, and language? All right. I think the most terrifying thing about this movie, with the exception of how big this spider is getting, the more it eats, is the fact that this motherfucker was bold enough to snatch the baby up and take it hostage. You know, this spider is like the equivalent of the Hills Have Eyes mutants in that first movie, or Candyman just snatching the baby up. What, are you going to use it as a bargaining chip for more food or something? I don't know. I did expect more. I think that this trailer is... They're not taking this shit seriously. They're not. And that's fine. I don't mind a horror humor balance. Y'all know that. I just said that about Arachnophobia. I said that about, well, not Eight-Legged Freaks. Eight-Legged Freaks is not to be taken seriously at all. As far as the practical effects for the spider look okay. In one of those shots, it looks really bad. I'm not even going to lie. It's almost too thick. I know that they want the spider to keep growing in size throughout the course of the movie, but it looks so thick in one of the close-up shots that it looks too fake. It just looks it looks real hokey and corny in that one shot. The rest of it, though, like the visual effects for the spider, they don't look terrible. You can tell it's fake, but I feel like it's all about the lighting and all of the scenes that you use it visually. It doesn't look terrible. Now, Jermaine Fowler, obviously, he pops up later on, his eyes swollen, he looks a little bloodied and fucked up, so maybe he will survive. As far as, like, you know, the whole thing with the girl, the baby getting snatched up, and what is that, a super soaker that she cocks back like that, and then she goes crawling into the vents to go get the baby, then she's like, it's all my fault, we gotta go get him and swat up, and whatever the fuck she's talking about. That's kind of like a subplot I really don't care for, but I guess because you're putting a baby in danger, then I guess it's supposed to raise the stakes of the movie. It's supposed to make you want to root for these characters to survive long enough to get the baby and make it out alive. It's okay. The trailer's okay. It's not what I wanted it to be, you know, and I know it's probably people out there, well, what did you want it to be? There are some little itchy, icky moments. I just wanted, like, I'm telling y'all now, like, if I was to look across the room at the wall, and I'm telling y'all, I looked at the wall as soon as I said it, just, if y'all could see how slowly I turned, it was like a horror movie turn where you get a jump scare reveal. But if I was to look across the room right now and see a spider crawling on the wall, that's gonna terrify me, because I'm going to hesitate. You know, I could just take my, you know, take my shoe off and slam it, or, you know, get something to smash it with. But I'm going to hesitate. I'm going to map out in my head six different scenarios to kill this thing, or how this thing could possibly jump off the wall and go, you know, into my ocular orbit or some shit like that. Now, speaking of which, I don't know how many jump scares they're going to have with this spider, but a movie like this where there's bugs, give me all of it. Give me all of the jump scares. And, you know, I don't necessarily like jump scares when they're overused, but I feel like with bug movies, I don't mind, because it's only but so much you can linger on a big ass spider before it becomes corny. The only spider that was ever really lingered on for a very long time, there's actually two in my movie going history that they've really lingered on, and it still scares the hell out of me to this day. And that is that big ass spider, that big ass Venezuelan tarantula wolf motherfucking Australian spider, whatever it is. It's a big ass hybrid thing that's in the wine cellar going at Jeff Daniels at the end of Arachnophobia. And it's the spider gremlin at the end of Gremlins 2. You know, they linger on that shit long enough to where it's actually still scary. I don't know why, but it is. Now, something like this, I don't know if that's going to work. So if there's a spider hiding, if it jumps off the ceiling, if it jumps out of the vent, if it, you know, grabs you underneath the chair, I'm cool with the jump scares in this movie. I feel like it'll compensate for how the trailer is. It's not even really underwhelming overall. I just wanted, I don't know. I guess I expected a little bit more. I don't know if that's, I don't know if I'm setting my sights too high for a spider movie. But I'm hoping this does not, I'm hoping I don't regret watching this, because I really do want to see this, man. I really do want to give some thoughts onto this. And I really want, like I said, I want something that's, you know, in the category with Kingdom of the Spiders, Arachnophobia, you know, Eight-Legged Freaks, whatever the hell else I had mentioned that was actually worth mentioning. But it's not many. It's really not many spider movies. So I was hoping that this was at least going to be one where I'm like, fuck yeah, I can't wait to see this shit, man. The, you know, the bug genre is back in effect and all this other nonsense. But, you know, it doesn't look bad. It doesn't look amazing. We'll see. Let's watch it one more again.
You called about the noises in your walls, right?
Oh, no, not me.
You sure about that?
They doing us dirty. They started the trailer off with the nonsense.
Hey, there's a guy. Charlotte! I need you to watch Liam.
Why?
Because he's 6 months old and he eats paper.
Every time I try and connect, she takes two steps back.
Night, Ethan.
The music is giving me Twilight Zone, Nightmare at 20,000 Feet vibes.
Cool.
Could a spider grow twice as big in a couple of hours?
No, that is a physiological impossibility.
He's like, I know, because I am a spiderologist.
Sweet.
Did that shit skin the bird? It looked like it skinned the bird.
I don't think a rat's gonna do that.
That shot where that shit is inside of that that tank and starts moving. La. Ew. I mean, who was that? That was all webbed up like the
big one.
That shot right there. I don't like the way the spider looks.
Spider bite will paralyze its prey.
Oh god.
Because it likes to feed.
Shit.
We have to deal with this together.
What the hell? That's your spider.
Oh boy. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if this is gonna I don't know if I'm gonna be able to put this in. I'm hoping I can. But as far as the, you know, top spider movies, I don't know if I'm going to be able to put that in there just yet. My excitement isn't what I expected it to be watching this trailer finally. But as far as movies like, you know, if we're going outside of the spider genre, movies that are campy and just cheesy and goofy at times, like Ticks, like Stung. Like I said, Ticks obviously is the Ticks movie. And Stung is the one with, I think it's got Lance Henriksen, Clifton Collins Jr. Oh, it's got that the kid. I mean, he's an adult now, but he played the kid in Domestic Disturbance. He was Garrett in Sorority Row remake. He's in a couple movies, man. He's a genre guy, low key. But this looks like it could fall into the category like entertainment wise with those movies. But as far as racking up against the Spider ones, I don't know. This shit has got its work cut out for it. It's got some heavy hitters to go up against, especially Kingdom of the Spiders and fucking Arachnophobia. But you know, I don't hate the trailer, but it just the trailer just Arachnophobia still reigning champ of the spider movies, man. And I like it's a hard act to follow, you know, a movie that came out in let me see when Arachnophobia came out. When did 1990, smack dead in the year 1990. So a movie that came out to start off a new decade that used practical spiders throughout the course of the entire movie, with, like I said, with the exception of some of the puppetry that was going on, you know, the animatronic spider at the end. For this shit to hold up as well as it does, like acting wise, humor wise, the you know, the moments where the spiders are creeping around, this shit, one of the reasons Arachnophobia holds up so well for me, this shit, it's a lot of reasons, but this shit plays out like a slasher movie. You know, these fucking spiders come to this small town. Well, they don't come to the small town. What happens is the Venezuelan spider mates with a, you know, a house spider, and they end up making these hybrid type of deadly spiders that end up crawling all over town, killing everybody. But it plays out, if you look at it like a certain way, it plays out like a slasher movie. They come and they set up shop and they are murdering everybody from house to house to house throughout the entire town. It's to the point where they get a map at some point in the movie and it's like, okay, they got her here, they got the doctor here, they got this person here. So they circle in and putting little dots and shit, trying to connect the dots and figure out where the spiders are going to strike next. Then they find out, boom, they're going to you know, Jeff Daniels' family's house. And it's a slasher movie. It's a slasher movie, man. Even down to the final battle in the wine cellar with the big spider. And I meant to say, rest in peace, shout out to Julian Sands, who was also in Arachnophobia. And another thing about this this movie, Sting, it's not a, you know, if I'm being honest, and it's kind of unfair for me to say this, but it's not a really, you know, the cast is not a selling point here. So it's going to be really hard to put asses in the seats when you don't really have anybody. Oh, shit. What the hell? What the hell that was? Yeah, that was somebody letting me know that they weren't even done talking about Arachnophobia. But it, like, the cast isn't, it's going to be hard to put asses in seats when there's no real top billing people in there. I'm not saying you had to get a fucking, you know, Halle Berry to be in a spider movie. I'm just saying that there's not really anybody, you know, if I ask somebody, you know, like a common moviegoer, if I ask them, somebody who is just drawn to not necessarily a big star-studded cast, but at least one or two people that's going to be incentive for them to come see the movie. If I ask the common moviegoer, yo, you going to go see Sting in the theater? Well, who's in it? Jermaine Fowler. Who? Like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying Jermaine Fowler's not a good actor and he's not been in some great movies so far, but I don't think he's established himself as a household name just yet. And I don't think, at least for me, I haven't heard of any of these other people. So, and I'm not really that type of person, but it's just like, I want, if you got to put one big star in there for me to root for, that's fine. You can put a whole bunch of up and comers or unfamiliar, for the most part, actors and actresses around that, but I don't know, man. I want this to be good. Trailer's okay. It ain't great. It's just okay. That's what I'm going to tell people when they ask me, you know, anybody that hasn't listened to this, when they ask me, how did you feel about it? I'm going to say, it's okay. It's just okay. I hope it is way better than the trailer. And I hope it's got creepy moments. Another thing, like, I'll give credit where credit's due. I always try to. I like that they're snowed in. You know, it's not really anywhere to go. It's a big ass snowstorm going on outside, so everybody is confined to this apartment. You know, and I'm assuming like, something's got to knock out either the stairs. They got to do the Evil Dead Rise shit where something knocks out the staircase. Their means of transportation has to be fucked. Obviously, nobody can drive anywhere, and if something has to happen, I don't know, maybe the spider will web up, you know, the elevators, the elevator shaft, the stairwell, the emergency exits. Everything's got to be webbed up at this point. I'm just wondering, how big will this spider get by the end of the movie? Are we going to go eight-legged freaks? Are we going to go, like, you know, like the spider from, like, the old 50s movies that's just big as hell? Or are we just going to keep it, you know, are we going to keep it simple to where these people actually have a fighting chance? And this thing, you know, this thing has to be big enough to still maneuver around the apartment. Because you can't have a big ass fucking house sized spider walking around in a or crawling around an apartment building. It should have get stuck in every corridor. But I don't know, man. I'm gonna stay optimistic about this. That's what I'm gonna do. Cause as much as I hate bugs in real life, I love bug movies, man. And I feel like I said, there's a big shortage in the good ones. And I don't think that subgenre is necessarily done for. I think that it's way too many fucking bugs out here to just not do any more bug movies, to just keep making bad ones, or to just keep making spider movies for that matter, man. Have we ever seen like a killer scorpion movie or something like that? Or, you know, we've gotten slugs, we've gotten worms, we've gotten mutated worms underground, we've gotten Judas breed cockroaches, we've got a little bit of everything, but I don't think people are, let's get wild, let's get creative, let's get some killer cicadas or some shit like that. And could you imagine killer cicadas, like, just sounding off, like, as big as they could get? Your head's gonna explode, man. They could just send like a sound wave throughout the entire wherever the people are hiding out. Like, it's too many bugs. If you look online and look at how many species of bug it is, you know, is there like gonna be a killer woodlouse, aka, like, you know, that's just I think that's the proper term for it. I used to just call them roly polies, you know, until somebody said, yeah, they're called woodlice. I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm gonna still call it roly poly, but I think that's more of a fucking Disney Pixar movie, isn't it? Like, you're not going to make a killer roly-poly movie. Nobody's going to take it seriously. Unless that thing just rolls up into a ball and that's how it kills people. It just turns into like a, you know, like a creature feature bug movie mixed with an Indiana Jones adventure movie. Every time that the roly-poly gets upset, it just rolls and just squashes people. You're going to have the one guy being Indiana Jones who's just running from the roly-poly while it's balled up. And I feel like if they do make that movie, just cast Chris Evans. Because he wasn't doing shit in the Jurassic World movies other than auditioning for, you know, young Indiana Jones or something like that. But I don't know, people. We'll see what happens, people. But y'all already know where to go, man. And if y'all don't, y'all can follow the podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Breaker, Radio Public, Podbean, and Podcast Addict. Shout out Spotify for podcasters. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, Romero Tudor. Shout out to the Facebook movie group, The Cinemaniacs. And last but certainly not least, shout out to the Tudor reviewers, the listeners, the lovers, the supporters out there. I think I've got one more trailer to do for y'all. I'm saying it like I'm dropping it today. I am not. You guys are going to get these trailers next week. So by the time y'all, you know, it's Thursday, still Thursday. By the time y'all get this, it will probably be Tuesday and next Thursday. But after this, I've got to. It's only right. I got to do the X-Men 97 trailer, man. It's basically a rebooted version of the X-Men animated series from the 90s, man, that used to come on Fox. All I'm asking for, give me the OG, you know, you don't necessarily have to give me the OG costumes. They can be modified, upgraded, whatever. Give me the OG X-Men. Give me some surprises. Give me that theme song. Give me my man Morph. Morph. I don't know how many people remember Morph came in for, like, Morph has some Green Ranger shit going on where I think he took up like two whole episodes. I know Green Ranger took up like four or five, but Morph took up, from what I remember, like an episode or two where he was just wrecking shit and they didn't know what they were going to do because Morph just got evil and was turning into everybody, just causing mayhem. So can we get Morph in there? Definitely need Juggernaut. Definitely need Juggernaut, Sabretooth. I need all the classic characters, man. I know it's going to be probably some X-Men in the trailer that I don't recognize, and that's fine, man. I got time to, you know, look on Wikipedia or something like that and do some research on the source material. But look, man, I feel like if I got to wait, if Marvel can't get it done right away, Marvel just announced the Fantastic Four. That's cool and all, but y'all I can't even say it, man, because there's still some people out there that haven't seen the Marvels, but they did something in the Marvels where I'm just like, okay, like, let's get it popping. Like, let's get the X-Men in the building, man. They already, you know, in Black Panther Wakanda Forever, Namor uses the word mutant and establishes himself as a mutant, which was a term that they were really hesitant to use in the MCU. But now that we, you know, now that we have established that mutants exist in the MCU, let's let the freak flag fly and let's get the fucking X-Men in the building. And when we do, Gambit has to be present. Gambit better be in this animated series, and Gambit better be in whatever X-Men movie they decide to do, man. I don't know if it's going to be a period piece or what, but we need the X-Men back in the building. But I'll settle for the animated, you know, rebooted trailer for now, people. But y'all already know the love support y'all show me. I show it back to y'all tenfold and then some. So with that being said, people, yours truly, Romero Tudor. Another episode of Tudor Reviews in the can. I'll check y'all on the next one.